This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistan International Airlines, or PIA, on Thursday suspended flights to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, over what the state-run carrier alleged was heavy-handed interference by the neighboring country's ruling Taliban. The suspension came on the same day a Taliban Transport Ministry statement warned it will stop PIA flight operations between Islamabad and the Afghan capital unless the airline reduces ticket prices to the levels that existed before mid-August when the Islamist group took control of the country. The statement also ordered Afghan Airlines Cam Air to reduce airfares on the Kabul-Islamabad route to previous levels or face a halt to their flight operations. A PIA spokesman told VOA on Thursday that the decision was taken due to inappropriate behavior by the local administration, meaning the Taliban administration, and inadequate conditions for flight operations. PIA officials have complained that their staff in Kabul have faced last-minute changes in regulations and flight permissions and what they call highly intimidating behavior from Taliban commanders. They alleged the airline's country representative had been held at gunpoint for hours at one point and was freed only after the Pakistan embassy intervened. Taliban officials have not yet commented on the allegations leveled by PIA. The White House announced Thursday U.S. President Joe Biden, America's second Catholic president, and his wife Jill will have an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican on October 29th. His Vatican visit will come ahead of his participation in the G20 summit in Rome, October 30th and 31st. John F. Kennedy was the country's first Catholic president. This is VOA News. Gunfire in the Lebanese capital of Beirut killed several Lebanese Shiites on Thursday. Authorities say the attack was aimed at protesters in a demonstration called by Hezbollah to demand the removal of the judge investigating last August's port explosion. They accuse that judge of bias. Local television footage showed bullets bouncing off of buildings and people running for cover, scenes reminiscent of Lebanon's 15-year civil war, which ended in 1990. The army says protesters were targeted as they passed through a traffic circle in an area that divides Christian and Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. It says shooting began from the Christian neighborhood before spiraling into an exchange of fire. Hezbollah and its ally, the Shiite Amal movement, said groups had fired at protesters from rooftops, aiming at their heads. It claims the attack was aimed at dragging Lebanon into conflict while the country faces a spiraling economic crisis. The UN General Assembly on Thursday elected the United States to the Geneva-based Human Rights Council, more than 3 years after the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump quit the 47-member body over what it called chronic bias against Israel and a lack of reforms. The United States begins a 3-year term on January 1st that will pit Washington against Beijing and Moscow, both of whom began council terms this year. U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January, pledging human rights would be the center of his foreign policy, and his administration has not shied away from criticizing China over Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Taiwan, and also calling out Russia. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Washington would initially focus on, in her words, what we can accomplish in situations of dire need, such as in Afghanistan, Burma, China, Ethiopia, Syria, and Yemen. Burma is another name for Myanmar. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee probing the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol building is set to vote Tuesday on adopting a contempt report against Steve Bannon, a longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump. Bannon was scheduled to appear for a deposition before the committee on Thursday. His lawyer said earlier this week that his client would not be complying. He cited ongoing objections by the former president as well as instructions from Trump's lawyer. Lawmakers on the panel, 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans, all appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say they want to move quickly to pursue criminal contempt charges against witnesses like Bannon who refuse to comply. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.